Thank you for tuning into our Tiger Talk. Here at Blackpool Zoo, we have one female Amur tiger, Aliona, and she is 12 years old. Amur tigers are one of the largest big cat species in the world, with a male Amur tiger being larger than one of our male African lions. Amur tigers, they are found in forest areas across Russia and China, in much more colder and mountainous regions. So therefore, Aliona has thick fur and thick padding on her paws to help protect her from this colder weather. Amur tigers, they are solitary animals, so the only time that you would see Amur tigers together in the wild is if it was a male and female together for breeding, or if it was a female with her cubs. A female Amur tiger would generally give birth to between 2 to 6 cubs, and she will raise them to around 2 to 3 years. At around 2 to 3 years, when these cubs do become mature, they'll venture off on their own and begin their own solitary life out in the wild. Amur tigers, they're very good at camouflaging into their environment. The stripes on their coat and their fur help to blend into their surroundings, help to blend into that forest area in which they come from, allowing them to sneak up on all of their different food and all of their different prey species. Amur tigers out in the wild be hunting things such as boar, deer and fish, so they are carnivores. They have a very meat-based diet. However, only around 1 in 4 hunts would actually result in food, which means that our Amur tigers would not be hunting every single day of the week. Therefore, when they do have a successful hunt, they would gorge themselves, eat as much food as possible, because they wouldn't know when their next meal is coming from. Here at Blackpool Zoo, we do feed them a mix of different foods, including rabbit, hare, chicken, beef and fish. And we like to change the ways in which we feed them as well. So we might do something called a scatter feed, which is where we throw and hide food all around their enclosure. So our big cats have to use those natural senses and those natural abilities to help find where their food is located. We might also do something called a fence feed, which is where we feed our big cats up close to the fence, which means that our keepers here can have a quick look and check over our tigers to make sure they're as healthy and as happy as possible. Unfortunately, Amur tigers, they are classified as endangered out in the wild, with only around 500 left. Unfortunately, there are more Amur tigers in America as pets than there are left in their natural habitats. So it's really, really important we try and protect this incredible species as much as possible. They do suffer due to habitat loss. They're losing a lot of their natural habitats, a lot of their home range, which means they're coming into contact with people more and more often, which can lead to this human-wildlife conflict. They are also at risk due to the Oriental medicine trade. The Oriental medicine trade does believe that the tiger's blood and body parts has medical benefits and therefore will hunt them for this reason. However, scientific research has proven that this is not true, and therefore there is no reason to go around killing these incredible species. So we do need to make sure that we can educate and try and protect the species as much as possible. We do support a charity called the Wildcat Conservation Alliance, and these help to protect the Amur tigers out in the wild by providing lots of research, lots of education, as well as protecting the Amur tiger's habitat. The efforts have meant that Amur tigers have been lifted from critically endangered to endangered, so we can see these conservation efforts really are working to help improve these Amur tigers' status out in the wild. Thank you so much for listening to our Tiger Talk today, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you.